Meningitis have been reported in countries across the so-called meningitis belt since the beginning of 2008. The belt is a band of countries in Africa stretching from Senegal to Ethiopia. More than two-thirds of the world's cases of the often deadly disease occur here. This year, in Burkina Faso alone, more than 350 people have died from the disease, which attacks the lining around the brain and spinal cord. Even with treatment, as many as 10% of meningitis patients die. Most meningitis cases occur in the region's driest months, between January and June. The WHO, along with governments in the region and other international health organizations, has vaccinated hundreds of thousands of people in the hardest-hit areas. But World Health Organization meningitis expert Alexandre Costa says the current vaccines have serious limitations in fighting meningitis.
Immunity is just for 2 years, and so for that reason, the vaccine is just for reactive vaccination to control the outbreak, but it's not to immunize people for a long time.
The current vaccines also do not protect very young children. The WHO has developed a new vaccine they hope they can use to prevent outbreaks before they start.
The new conjugate vaccine will give immunity for at least 10 years with the data that we have so far. It means that we can immunize people, and also people which is not receiving the vaccine will receive a benefit from the other, because we can interrupt the transmission of the meningococcal bacteria.
The vaccine will target one particular strain of meningitis called serotype A. Costa says this strain is responsible for nearly all the meningitis cases in Africa. He says WHO hopes to use the new vaccine, which will only cost about 40 cents each, to vaccinate entire populations.
We expect to eliminate the meningitis serotype A with a new vaccine.
The company that developed the new vaccine along with the WHO aims to begin distributing the vaccine by early next year. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.